Hi, welcome to the Mr. Brown Show. I'm Mr. Brown.
Hi, this is Ina.
Hi, it's Steve.
Hi, this is Ivan.
And we all said hi. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. And ministerial salaries are finally announced. And there's a lot of money involved. A lot of millions.
I wonder how they're going to collect all that money.
Oh, I'm sure they'll find a way.
Good evening, Singaporeans. I am Mr. Huat, the chairman of the Ministerial Pay Hike Collection Committee.
And I am Mr. Pereira, his assistant.
Singaporeans all over have accepted that ministers need their pay hike of 33% for 2007 with a pay hike of 61% by 2008.
The average salary of 1.2 million a year will jump to 1.59 million by the end of 2007 and to $1.94 million by 2008, back to the top earners of Singapore.
Our ministers work feverishly to attract the top earning foreign talent here. For example, we await global top earner Bill Gates' decision to accept our invitation to move to Singapore. For his talents, of course. With so many ministerial millions involved, we need to come up with ways of collecting the extra money efficiently.
Yes, ministers are busy people, and we don't want to waste their time. Here are some of our suggestions.
During the National Day Parade, all spectators for both the dress rehearsal and the actual parade should turn up with their cash cards topped up.
As the President's car makes its way around the stadium, the ERP unit on his vehicle will deduct the necessary amounts from everyone present. Please wait for the parade commander's command.
Baris! Siri! Ya! Baris! Keluar! Cash! Card!
The calculations will be very precise. For example, by 2008, the president's salary will be around $3.9 million. So, if 50,000 Singaporeans attend the parade, we will deduct only $78 from each of you.
If there is a need for an increment, say of another 33%, then the president's car will make an extra trip around the stadium, but only for one-third around the track.
Samula!
We have also extended the scheme to public transport to collect for other ministers' salaries.
Since everyone has an EasyLink card, collection will be done via the Ministerial Salary Collection Bus.
The bus will travel throughout Singapore, and when it comes to your neighbourhood, you just need to board it and tap your EasyLink card on the special reader. You can tell it's coming from the distinct sound it makes.
Hello, Uncle. I'm going to pay my ministerial pay hike fare.
Ah, good morning. Please hurry up. I got many people want to donate.
Okay.
Hey, don't sit down. This bus is for donating only. Don't have go anywhere, man.
Please, get off the ministerial salary collection bus as soon as you board it. And remember to tap your card again when you exit for the second deduction.
Do not sit down. Just exit at the other end. The bus is for fare collection only and does not go anywhere.
Lastly, we have the non-electronic option for those of you who do not have cash cards or EasyLink cards.
That's right. You may go to one of the payment booths at a school or a community center.
We will hold collection once every 4 or 5 years.
When you get your payment card, enter your private booth and use the provided pen to mark an X on the payment option.
The choices are A, 33% of my salary, B, 60% of my salary, or C, 80% of my salary and all of my CPF.
Remember to mark your choices clearly and X inside the box.
Spoiled slips will default to option C. Then, fold your slip and put it into the ballot box provided.
We are working on making it even easier for you to give to ministerial pay hikes in the future.
In addition to making Today in Parliament a pay-per-view channel, our scientists are working on a new technology to make liquid cash.
Then you can give your share by just visiting our public toilets.
Thank you for participating in our ministerial pay hike collection exercise.
Remember, you are giving to a good cause.
Because you get the government you pay for.
The Mr. Brown Show is a production of MrBrownShow.com. We will collect on behalf of the ministers too.